Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. You've got Mark Becker, and we're sitting down with State Senator Kelda Royce, who's running for governor. And we're talking about fighting the federal government and why that matters. And, you know, this show, we're based in the Green Bay area, and one of our own, someone that I knew, Alex Pretty, from our days at the Green Bay Boy Choir, you know, was murdered by this paramilitary force. I've talked about it a little bit. And this is important too, where, you know, just because they said they're leaving Minnesota, but we're finding out that they're actually not.
Right. And in fact, they're talking for getting more insidious.
Right. Yes. They're ramping it back up again. And so, you know, this issue is not going away. And you know, they're targeting blue states that, you know, and blue cities that, so, I mean, Wisconsin absolutely could be in the crosshairs of this at some point. And so what can the governor do to stop this stuff?
And
people are scared. I mean, they should be.
People are scared. And this is not something that's going to happen. I've talked to activists in Dunn County and St. Croix and even West Bend about the fear that is in their communities and the ICE operations that are happening already, even in my district, in the Madison area. So this is very much top of mind for people. Now, the most important thing that we can do is to be coordinating with our attorney general and our local law enforcement and make sure that our sheriffs and our police officers know when they may intervene and when they must intervene to protect Wisconsinites from harm and abuse and violence from ICE. You know, we can learn from Minnesota, from what ICE has been doing, and we can also hold them legally accountable. And I think making sure that ICE agents know that if they brutalize Wisconsinites, they're gonna be arrested, they're gonna be prosecuted and charged and convicted. And they're also gonna be civilly sued if they violate our civil rights. I think that's very, very important. It's important for maintaining the rule of law, and it's important for changing the incentives that are right now giving ICE essentially permission to trample on our rights and brutalize people.
How can the governor do that?
Well, we can make sure that law enforcement are properly trained on their rights and their responsibilities. Now, listen, I know that not every there are plenty of sheriffs out there that are pro-ICE and that are very eager to welcome, you know, these brutal agencies.
These brave, hardworking men and women trying to keep us safe.
You know, people that are getting paid two and three times what our local public safety officers are getting paid.
Right.
And they're, you know, getting bounties even when they're arresting citizens for no reason and releasing them 12 hours later, you know, after they've cut off their wedding bands and destroyed their phones and things.
I don't know how people aren't pissed about this.
But people are, though. I mean, here's the thing, Mark. This was Trump's strongest issue.
Yes.
Months ago, he was, you know, had a big advantage on immigration, but now he is totally underwater. 70% of Americans hate what ICE is doing. They oppose it. They think the president is, and rightfully, that the president is doing a bad job on immigration. And I'll tell you why. Because he's not enforcing our immigration laws. This has nothing to do with getting violent criminals off the streets. Everybody agrees with that. Like, my gosh, I'm a lawyer. Like, I don't want violent criminals on the street. That's ridiculous. But that's not what ICE is doing. And in fact, they're making it harder for us to actually do law enforcement, to actually solve crimes and get criminals off the streets. What ICE is doing is totally counterproductive to public safety.
Yeah, no, and it really they are, and I do want to talk about, you know, you're in an election right now. You know, we have a primary coming up. What do people need to know? How do they? Because like I feel like I'm a pretty well, you know, a well up to date person, and I didn't know some of the things, you know, the differences between the candidates. How do people know that?
Well,
and how can people vote for you?
Really, really hard to know. But here's what I'll say. Number one, when you're thinking about this race, think about who's actually prepared to be governor. This is not an entry-level job. This is where you actually have to have some substantive knowledge. And most importantly, the political will and the political savvy to be able to get stuff done. because all we're going to have is a narrow window of opportunity. After we flip the Senate in January of 2027, and in the Assembly, we may or may not have a Democratic Assembly, but it's going to be real close one way or the other.
Yeah.
I know how to maneuver. I have a long track record of being able to get things done in tough political environments just like this. Let's make damn sure we have a governor who knows how to get the job done. Number two, let's make sure we have a governor or a nominee who can beat Tom Tiffany. Because at the end of the day,
we didn't even talk about him. Yeah.
We got a lot of nice people running, but there are only a few of us that actually are well positioned to beat Tom Tiffany. And I think I am the strongest candidate to beat Tom Tiffany. Number one, I'll say it's I've already attracted support from many Republicans and former Republicans who say that I am the candidate that can help bridge that urban and rural divide. I've got roots in rural Taylor County. That's where I was a girl. I had a pet goat growing up, right? North of Highway 29.
Nice.
And I now represent an urban district.
Yeah.
I've got a strong base of support in the Madison area, which is a really important, gives me a leg up in this primary. And we need a candidate who can speak to voters across the political spectrum. That's what I've been doing throughout my whole career. I have a strong track record of working on a bipartisan basis. And yet I also have really strong Democratic values that I fought for my whole career. And I know that Wisconsin voters will vote for somebody that they might disagree with on some issues, as long as they feel like that candidate is authentic and will stand and fight for something. People don't want to vote for mealy-mouthed politicians that they think are weak. And so we need a candidate like that who's aggressive and can withstand the false and horrific attacks that Tiffany and Trump and their allies are going to spend attacking our nominee.
Right. I'm super impressed. I'm so glad you're here. Shatter that glass ceiling. thank you so very much. And I hope you come back as the campaign goes on.
I'd love to anytime, Mark. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Senator Kelda Roy is running for governor. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll see you next week on the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network.